Yerushalmi Kelaim, corresponding to Bavli, Menachos, Daf Nun Zayin. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, the top of the page. Loisayf Davar Gader El Afilu Asa Pasim Im Ein Ben Pas LeChaver Shlosh Tzvachim Nedoidin KeGader. The Mishnah's law of Mechol HaKerem not only applies to a fence, but even if you made a line of posts that are positioned within three tzvachim of each other, they are viewed as a fence. Afilu Kama V'Afilu Kashin V'Asik Yada Amar V'Chanina Ein Ha'Esur Nase Mechitz LeHadfil. The Gemara asks, is it also true for standing crops and stalks or not? As the Bichanina said, that if one makes a partition from a prohibited item, such as grain stalks, near his vineyard, it doesn't save. Savin meima ha'isa asa mechitza le'ese. The Gemara suggests that Bichanina therefore says that it does make a partition to prohibit planting between the vineyard and the fence, unless there's a gap of 12 amos. Now, that's the Yehuda, b'yaseh k'betei chakem, which is say, b'yusa b'sheshesei. The Gemara asks that the Mishnah taught that Rabbi Yehuda said that a Mechol HaKerem requires a separation of 12 amos in the space between two vineyards. It should be like a Karachas HaKerem and should require a separation of 16 amos. Am Rabbi Yehuda had a detamer, Kushain, Hakartim, Mechuvanim. Avanim Hayo Hakartim, Mechuvanim, Oise, Besheshesri. Rabbi Yehuda answers that he requires 12 when there aren't two vines of two vineyards opposite each other, but rather they are staggered. So it doesn't look like a Karachas HaKerem of one vineyard. If they would be opposite each other, he would require 16. Ache mukuf gader ma'abu choisov. It should say, the Gemara asks, according to the first Tana, that a mechol hakerem is between a fence and a vineyard, does it only apply when it's fenced in from all four sides, or even if only from one side? Imada taninan ben shnei kromim hadar'el amra afilu meruach achas. The Gemara answers from the Mishnah that said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, a mechol is between two vineyards, even though the second vineyard doesn't surround the first. This shows that also, according to the first Tana, one fence is enough. Ache mukuf gader kol oisa ruach. The Gemara asks, does the prohibition of mechol apply even if the fence only surrounds a part of that side of the vineyard, or only if it's along the entire side? Yishamina ador, da'am v'zeira, v'yasa v'shem v'masna, ein zanav l'kerem gadol, v'lemechol l'kerem katan. Ein zanav l'kerem gadol, shi ata zokok loy, v'lemechol l'kerem katan, lusa chutzalai yoyse metoichai. Toichai shmoyne, v'chutzalai shtemesei, Leizu kerem, cotton, shalosh, keneged shalosh, ha-shalosh, keneged shalosh, should say, yesh loy mechol. The Gemara answers Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yassa, quoting Rabbi Masna, a large vineyard doesn't have a tail. If there's an extra vine protruding, it doesn't join the vineyard. And a small vineyard doesn't have a mechol, that space that is prohibited. A large vineyard doesn't have a tail, as a tail only has significance when it's needed to join two rows of two to total five vines. A small vineyard doesn't have a mechol, otherwise the outside of it would be more stringent than the inside. Inside it, between its rows, only 8 amos would be prohibited, and outside, 12 amos would be prohibited. What's a small vineyard? 2 rows of 3, but if there were 3 rows of 3, which is a large vineyard, it requires a mechol, and this implies that it requires a mechol even if the fence is along the entire side. Rabbi Zeira had the amma, asapasan keneged shalosh gefanim, yesh lo mechol. Zeira says it shows that one may make posts opposite only 3 vines, and the rest can be without a partition. Budan by Asa Gader Lefnim Megader should say Nema im Yesh Shlosha Tvachim Mutter Lavi Zer Lasham Vim Lav Asa Lavi Zer Lasham. Budan says that if there are two fences but there aren't 12 amos between the vineyard and the first fence, if there are 3 Tvachim between the two fences, he may plant seeds there. If not, he may not plant. Yaakov Idi B'Shem of Shimon Ben Lakish Hayasham Makim Shemese Amma Nitel Hamachol. Rabbi Yaakov Idi, quoting Shimon Ben Lakish, said that if between a fence and a vineyard there were 12 amos, the prohibition of mechol has been removed. Amar Chizkia Uvad Shtemesei Al Shtemesei. Chizkia says as long as it's 12 amos along the entire length. Amar B'Mana Afilu Meitzav Hoylech. Rabbana says no, it can even narrow off.